Reform is looming for the process that young transgender Australians and their families must currently follow to get access to stage 2 treatment for gender reassignment. On Thursday, September 22, the full court of the Family Court heard arguments put forward by senior counsel Michelle Painter on behalf of a father of a 16-year-old boy given the pseudonym Kelvin, who was born female but has identified as a boy since the age of 9. The court has already decided that Kelvin is competent and fully understands what is involved in starting hormone treatment, but his father has launched the appeal to ask the court to step out of the process altogether. If successful, transgender children would only need the support from their parents and doctors to begin hormone therapy. The view was supported by Federal Attorney General George Brandis, the Australian Human Rights Commission, the Royal Children's Hospital, and lobby group Agenda Agenda, which all intervened in the case. Secretary for the New South Wales Department of Family and Community Services, Michael Coutts-Trotter, disagreed. If you're not familiar with the term transgender, a transgender person is someone who has the biological characteristics of one sex, but who experiences herself or himself as being of another sex. Currently, children are able to access stage 1 treatment, which mainly includes puberty blockers, without court involvement. But hormone therapy or gender reassignment surgery is considered a special medical procedure, and therefore court involvement is mandatory. Special medical procedures include those where there is a significant risk of making a wrong decision, the consequences of a wrong decision are particularly serious, and the treatment is invasive, permanent, and irreversible, and not for the purposes of curing a physical malfunction or disease. Under Section 67ZC of the Family Law Act, the Family Court has the power to make orders relating to the welfare of children. Court applications about special medical procedures, which includes gender reassignment, are made under this section. The court heard in late September that between 2013 and 2017, the Family Court has dealt with 63 cases involving applications for Stage 2 or Stage 3 treatment. All but one have been approved. The Royal Children's Hospital Gender Services, in the submission to the court, said that no patient who had commenced stage 2 treatment as a child or adolescent had sought to transition back to their birth sex. Australia is the only country that currently requires transgender children and adolescents to obtain court approval for hormone treatment. Dr. Fiona Kelly from La Trobe University said the process is not only costly, but psychologically harmful for these children. She reported of one transgender girl who threatened to commit suicide if her voice broke. A study of 12 families by Dr. Kelly found it takes an average of 8 months from filing an application with the court to treatment commencing and can cost families between $8,000 and $30,000. Many families cannot afford the costs of court, and months are crucial for children who wish to reassign their gender before and during puberty. So perhaps it's time, here in Australia, we started looking at gender reassignment as a health issue rather than a legal one. Meet Jake Passfield. He's a 20-year-old transgender male. While not beginning his hormone treatment till 18, he believes the court has no place in deciding whether children and adolescents should be able to reassign their gender, especially considering the Family Court has only ever refused one application for hormone treatment.
Yeah, well, I don't think the courts really have any business being in the process. I mean, they don't really bring any knowledge about the subject at all that psychologists and relevant doctors don't already have. They'll generally listen to the doctors that are referring to the court anyway.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't make sense for them to be involved. And it costs so much money to go through the courts. And, like, it's hard enough being trans and having to see all these doctors and have psychologists diagnose you, and you really don't need the additional stress financially, emotionally, etc., of actually having to go to court and sort of prove it to everyone that you are actually trans.
Beginning his transformation at 18 meant Jake didn't have to get court approval, but he still had to go through a long process to determine he was actually transgender. This long medical process, he believes, is definitely enough.
So I had to go to a GP first to get a referral to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Then the psychiatrist referred me to see a psychologist as well. After I'd seen a psychiatrist 3 times and the psychologist once, I got my letter from my psychiatrist, which basically says that I am emotionally fit to start hormone replacement therapy. And then from there, I saw an endocrinologist. And on my second appointment with him, he gave me my first injection.
A life-changing procedure, but one that has the most positive impact on a person. Jake believes the sooner someone can begin their transformation, the better.
Oh, it's incredibly important. I mean, I basically was pretending to be someone else for 18, 19 years. And when you finally are yourself and you can look in the mirror and see the person that you always felt like you should be, it's amazing.
Many of the family court judges, including Chief Justice of the Family Court, Diana Bryant, believe the court is letting down transgender children because of the traumatic and lengthy court process. Despite her support, a decision is yet to be reached. Only time will tell. Michaela Marnie, 2SER.